Let's play house. Sweat 94, 6:10 in the morning. I'm Zero. Joldy over there. Amy K over there. 6:11 in the morning. So do you have a food item you're never willing to try? 53% of American adults have at least one food item. They're like, nope, I'm never going to eat this. I will not try it. No, it's not for me. Joel, what's yours?
I'm open to always trying something new, so this is a very difficult for me, but I would say, like, just onions. Like, I can do onion rings and all that type of stuff, but if you're putting it on a burger, like, even going through the drive-thru, I always say no. So I've already tried them. I know I think they're
just
disgusting.
Won't eat them again.
I won't eat it again. And then curry. I can't do curry. I've tried it, but you have to at least try it. So I don't know. I don't have anything on my list that I'm like, oh, I wouldn't attempt it.
I'm good for one attempt most times, but then I'm just like, no, never again. I'm good after that. Amy K, do you have something that either you'll never try or you'll never try again?
I don't think I would be able to try, like, what are the raw fish eggs? Escargot.
Escargot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to eat that.
So for you, it's an escargot?
Yeah, that's good.
But do you not like sushi and stuff too then, or what?
It depends. Like, certain sushi rolls I can have. I can't have straight raw like sushi, like a sashimi. I even tried like a raw piece of tuna. It reminds me, the smell is too much like my cat's wet food.
I would agree.
And so I can't. When I tried to get it down, it just shot out of my throat. In the restaurant, I felt bad.
Was it still alive?
No, it was just a piece. I have swallowed a real goldfish or minnow before.
Like,
I've had that
shot, yeah.
As a shot, yeah.
Like a party trick or what? What do you?
Yeah, kind of. There's a bar in the area who does it. And so I did it one time when we had to be out at that bar. And then one time I went ice fishing and I think I drank a little bit too much. And I was like, I'll eat one of these. Huh?
Okay, wait. I have to ask that. What happened to the goldfish? Did you throw it back up?
Well, I think it dies in your stomach's acid. And then he flushed down the toilet.
Right. No, I get it, but I wasn't sure if it was. I wasn't sure if it was like a legit party trick where you're like, "Oh, I'm watching, here it comes again."
And you have it with Goldschlager.
Oh,
it's a goldfish.
Yeah.
See what's going on there?
Okay, I found something that I wouldn't do, and it's that I wouldn't swallow a goldfish or a fish.
It's two separate shots. So you have the goldfish and then the shot. I don't remember which one you do first.
I don't remember either. I kind of think you're chasing down the fish with the booze, though, I think.
That makes sense.
Probably. Thinking about it now, I couldn't do it. I think I would need a couple more drinks in me.
Oh, and it was so annoying,
Or a couple
too.
Drinks in me. I don't need more. I haven't had any this morning.
Goldfish.
Yeah.
A couple more and you just burned. Well, because we have so much trouble with our plumbing here. And so when they finally came and yanked out the pipes, they found all these little fish skeletons. And then they were like, Amy
K.
Knock it off. Come on.
Instead of chasing the worm, you're chasing the goldfish.
Mine's all fish stuff, too, though. The one time I ever had seafood, I got so violently ill that I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. I just get so, so sick that even if it was well prepared, I couldn't eat it.
That's what I was going to ask. Cooked seafood?
Never.
Of that?
Nope. If it swims, I'm not eating it. Like, if I'm even told that it was a cow that really liked water, I'm probably not eating that hamburger. Like, if it swims, it's not for me.
I'm out. No, thank you. Don't cook it up. I would agree with that, too, when it comes to seafood. Like, everybody's like, I love salmon. Ooh, it's fresh salmon. Like, yeah. My relatives will go up to Alaska and come back with, you know, fresh salmon. And I'm okay with it. I don't need it.
I like cooked seafood. But just raw. Ooh, it smells like my cat's food.
Well, like, where did that really come from? Like, unless it's like one of a couple of handfuls of type of fish. I know it's not, how fresh can it be? Like, it's not like we're next to the ocean.
Right. I would agree with that.
What if you caught it yourself? You guys are on a fishing trip and you each reel in this fish.
I never catch anything, so I will never have to worry about it. But no, I wouldn't eat that again either.
Yeah, I love to fish, but I don't like to touch the fish to get it off the hook, and I don't eat it. So it's just a catch and release. It's just an enjoyment. Makes me feel manly.
You know, in a cartoon where it seems like all they ever catch is like a boot? That's me for real. Actually. What's that thing you're never going to eat?
Liver and onions.
Yeah, liver and onions. Is the onions to hide the fact that you're eating liver? Is that what that is?
Growing up, my mom would be like, that's what you're eating. Actually, when I lived in Fargo for the 1 year, I'm pretty sure that's the first time I ever had liver and onions. And it was like, eat it. And it's gross.
What is the texture of liver like?
Tough.
Never had it before in my life.
It's very tough.
Like a tough piece of steak?
even worse.
Like a jerky?
It's even worse, yeah.
I imagine it looking a little like jelly-ish. I imagine it looking like a real human organ.
Well, and like your liver, let's be honest, looks a lot different than like our livers.
That's true.
So it's really hard to say. The thing that you'll never ever try, or you'll never try it again as far as food goes. 237, it's Texas, 35270 for the Playhouse. I wanna feel there's nothing holding me back. It's Playhouse, Y94, talking about that food item you'll just never try. You refuse to try it, or you're not having it again.
Insects. I will not eat insects.
You know, more and more people eating them bugs.
Yes, that is like the new thing for protein. I'm like, gross. No way. I will starve.
A couple years ago, they had like that booth at the Red River Valley Fair that had all the like crazy bugs.
Yeah, I tried it here. Remember, I think they had different flavors. There was barbecue, ranch. I don't remember, but they were like dried crickets.
Yeah, I've had the dried crickets before, like in a little package. They're not if you don't think about it and just pop it in your mouth.
Are you willingly snacking on it? Like you're like, I need something to eat for breakfast.
I actually didn't think that they were that bad. The problem with them is all day you're getting like, I don't know if it's their little feet, their
ew,
legs or whatever, but there's like stuff in your teeth all day and like there's just no washing it out. That's the problem with it.
Like a popcorn kernel, how it's always stuck in the back and you're like, oh, that cricket leg.
Got that cricket leg, ew, stuck in my tooth. I got to go floss.
And so all day people are like, hey, you got a little something in your teeth there.
it's from the cricket. Yeah. I've had the chocolate insects before, you know, like chocolate covered grasshopper, I think it might have been.
That's huge.
I mean, grasshoppers are pretty good size. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like chocolate covered.
Did you like it?
I don't remember liking it, but I don't remember hating it either because it was chocolate.
How far away do you think from that Girl Scout cookie? The Thin Mint Grasshopper.
Ooh. Do you think, well, they're coming out that new raspberry one.
30 years.
It's coming.
25 years.
It's coming. Are we seeing some texted foods they'll never, ever, ever try?
Yes. Well, somebody did correct me. Escargot is snails, but they said they wouldn't have that either. Another person said cottage cheese. Someone else said, I've never eaten a Dorito, any type of flavor, and hopefully I never will because I think they smell disgusting. And someone else said sour cream. Just never grew up using it. My friends think I'm crazy, but at this point I'm like, why add something unnecessary and so unhealthy to my diet?
We got to address the Dorito. I mean, if you haven't done it yet, don't do it.
Why?
Because it's addicting. I can literally, I can sit down and eat an entire family-sized bag. So don't do it.
I'll have sometimes when I'm hungry in the morning for breakfast, I'll go get a bag of Doritos out of the vending machine.
So good.
So this is one of those things that tears families apart. Let me ask you this. Preferred flavor, Cool Ranch Nacho Cheese, Joel D.
As a kid, little Joel D, Cool Ranch, I was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
now
what about
it's changed.
Adult?
I mean, if I'm good, it would be the nacho. If I'm just going to go, because you need to, it needs to be only like, that'd be my meal, is like the full bag of Cool Ranch, right? And that's usually what happens, but regular Doritos, the nacho can go with anything. I you know what I mean? Like, I can eat it with ramen noodle. I can eat it with tuna and noodles that I make. I can eat it with macaroni and cheese.
You eat a lot of pasta.
I eat a lot of pasta. I do. I love pasta.
Now, I know what I see you with, but yeah. I don't know if it's your favorite.
It
Which
is.
One?
Nacho cheese.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I actually prefer Cool Ranch.
Really?
But everyone in my family prefers nacho cheese, so I never, ever, ever get Cool Ranch Doritos,
no,
ever.
You need to get it, because then you only get to have it.
That's a better way to look at it.
That is true.
That's how you do it. You know what? It's really weird that I do, though. Like, I inspect the chip before I eat it, and then I open my mouth. This is by myself, obviously. And then put it on my tongue, the most flavored part of it. You know, sometimes you get that really flavored size of that. And just like,
I think it burns.
Nope, it's the best. Just all the flavor. Ah. On my tongue.
There was at one point a couple of years ago, they did some sort of marketing ploy where they were selling a bag that was like half and half. So you had the Cool Ranch and you had the nacho cheese in there. And you'd have to self-create it, I suppose. But buy you a little bag of each and eat them together. Like, those two flavors combined. Sounds like Captain Planet. Those our powers combined.
Our powers
like, it just
combined.
It tastes so good together. It's really good.
I couldn't imagine that combo. I think I'll only have the Cool Ranch if I'm at a random barbecue over the summer and they have them. And it's like a treat. I haven't had these in since last summer.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I need to do that now.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to have to attempt that and try it.
That's nacho, it would overpower the nacho
Amy
cheese.
Amy Kay's face right now, she's just like, you can't think about it. You have to
do
it. Don't think about it. You're overthinking it.
That's where you draw the line eating two chips at once. Yeah. But you're swallowing goldfish.
That, the Cool Ranch and nacho cheese, that combo I can't do.
Pretty good. What are you going to have? You're not going to have it. You refuse to try it.
Sushi.
All right. What do you got against fish?
Nothing. Just I'm a Braten Burger Man.
All right. Braten Burger Man. Uh-huh. How about you?
Deep fried testicle.
Okay, like a Rocky Mountain oyster kind of thing?
My sister tried to get me to try it, and I said, no, no,
yeah.
No.
I'm with you, but I prefer you call it a Rocky Mountain oyster than what you said.
Yeah, you got to lead with Rocky Mountain oyster. I've never had it. Have you, Amy Kay?
I haven't had them either, but I don't think it would be bad because it would be like almost like a deep fried mushroom is what I'm assuming.
Mushroom? Wait, okay.
I mean,
sorry, I'm okay.
You kind, yeah, kind of.
That's what I think it would. It would have the breading consistency.
My brain went meatball. Your brain went mushroom.
They're deep fried,
okay,
though.
Okay,
it's a little chicken nuggety.
Really?
You've had them?
Yeah, it's not. I didn't enjoy it, but yeah, it's a little chicken nuggety. We got conned at an event one time. Rat and I did. We were told they were chicken nuggets, and he figured it out right away. But I took a bite, and I was like, it's not a chicken nugget.
They tricked me. I would see. Now, that's something I would try.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, actively going to a Rocky Mountain oyster event. Or, you know, if somebody brought it into the studio and said, the three of us had to try it right now, I would eat it. I would try it.
Isn't there a place in the area that has a testicle festival?
There is. Somebody will text you and tell you where it is. I can't come up with the name of it right now.
There is something. I would try them. I would have to know, and I would want to dip it in ranch.
Well,
You got to do one bite first and then ranch after.
I don't know. I think that one bite is all I'm getting.
Any other sauce? Ketchup.
Really? Marinara?
Ketchup.
See, we have the expert over here. He's already had it. So yeah. You're going, what sauce would you put on it then?
I don't even want to eat it, but just anything, I don't know, anything else. You refuse to try it?
I forget the name of it, but I was in Manila, and a delicacy is basically it's a duck egg that's almost ready to hatch, and they eat it.
If it's moving and quacking, you got a good one.
Yes, I can't think of the name of it. It's like bugok or something.
Can you imagine taking a bite and then you feel it like jittering
it's
in your
alive?
Mouth? Like, it's like about to hatch.
No.
I've heard about it. Yeah, I don't know. I think that might be on my list too of something I don't think I would try. Same thing with like octopus. Now, when I lived in California, we went out and some of my friends were like, okay, if I run a 50-mile race, will you eat it? Because they say like, it, especially if it's still alive, right? Like they cut it up fresh, the fresh tentacles or whatever. And then like the suction thing is like grabbing your throat if you don't swallow it right.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's alive?
Like I'm sweating thinking about, yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I would
have
it cooked like calamari, but not, ugh.
Yeah, no, it had to be fresh and you, and then.
What if it's like reaching out of your mouth?
Oh, it's still fresh, but it's not.
But it's still like alive.
It's alive.
It's still, yeah, that's what they said. Maybe they're just trying to freak me out.
Living is too fresh for me. I want it at least dead.
Yeah.
I want to make sure it's like dead and not moving. Any other text and I'll never try it.
Yeah, someone said coffee. I just can't get over the smell. I'm in my mid-20s and I've just never had the urge to drink it. Someone else said I've never had a Snickers and I don't think I ever will. Someone else said Nutella. Never understood the craze about it. I guess I'd have to try it to understand it, but I don't think I will. And someone else said, I've never tasted a pineapple. Growing up, my parents always had oranges, watermelon, grapes instead. But now that I'm older, I just don't see all the appeal of a new fruit. I still love watermelon and honeydew.
It's probably just within the past couple of years I tried Nutella for the first time, and that was a nice, happy surprise. I really like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We did the poo trick on the kids, where you act like you
on
have
the toilet paper.
Yeah, like the hand, and then you touch when they reach, bring a new roll of toilet paper. So that was the first time I ever had Nutella.
Ew,
and same thing with Jada's kids, and then they're like, just lick it, and they're like, no.
That's kind of a weird circumstance to have had it for the first time.
That's why we bought Nutella. Yeah,
I've had it as a kid. I used to like Nutella and peanut butter, Nutella and the marshmallow fluff as sandwiches. But as an adult, I don't think I could eat it.
Well, now it's 6:30 and I'm starving for like the worst food on the planet. Hey, you're a little bit crabby today as you're trying to get up and go to work, school, whatever. Vince Day Vince is next.